Welcome to the after show at warm1013.com. Go ahead, share it with all your friends. We don't care. We like new friends.
Yes, we do.
So, oh boy, you know, Nikki, I got to tell you something. You got a new family at the right time, because if you had the new family last year, during the pandemic, when it was in full force, listen to this statistic. The United States drinking consumption went up 39% last year, okay?
Oh, yeah, everybody was drinking.
Well, here's the thing. Women with children under the age of 5, their alcohol consumption increased 323%.
Well, do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them.
They were stuck in the house all day,
exactly.
And they had to teach them.
Yeah, and you know, be the camp counselor and feed them and all that stuff. So, yeah, I can totally understand
it
that.
It is so funny. I had my girlfriend. We were in the midst of the pandemic, and she's like, Nikki, I've got to stop drinking. She had put on some weight because she realized she was drinking every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're at
what
home.
What else are you doing? Yeah.
You're done with work.
Yeah.
You're done teaching the kids, and you're just toast.
Yeah.
And you need something to look forward
to. Yeah, I know. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of something to look forward to, do you get the Sunday scaries? You know what they are?
Oh, what? How I don't want to go to work the next day?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost all of us do.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Well, I never used to. You know, the reason I get it is I get it because I don't like, I know I got to wake up early. You know?
I love my job. I don't like the 1:40 alarm clock.
Right. And I get the 3:30 alarm clock. So that's
lucky
the part
duck.
That, yeah, you know, lucky duck, right? That's the one thing that kills me. But I never had the Sunday scaries, you know, other than that, because of that.
Right.
So someone, you know, they came up with some things to do to get rid of the Sunday scaries.
And all right, I need this.
Well, basically the thing is, okay, because Mondays suck, right? We know that.
They're hard. Tuesdays, though, so Brennan, my co-anchor,
mm-hmm.
he believes Tuesdays are worse than Mondays.
No, he's wrong. he's wrong. Mondays suck. Tuesdays, you're there. You know,
I struggle more on Tuesdays.
Do you really?
Mondays, I'm like, okay, I can do it.
All right.
Tuesdays, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really doing this.
But they say to get rid of the Sunday scaries, or at least to lessen the impact.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday, you know, hit the ground running on Monday. Plan something for maybe, you know, mid-morning on Monday with a coworker or a friend, even if it's like a Zoom meeting, a coffee thing type. It's just something to take your mind off of the work in what you're doing. That's not the problem for me. Because, you know, we come in, my job is to have fun, right?
Well, so that's this, like, from Channel 10, mm-hmm. you know, I got to cover the news and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so this is my break with you.
Oh, see,
this
that's
is
nice.
my thing to look forward to.
You know, it's funny. I got to tell you something, Nick. I've worked with how many news people from television between you and McGonagall
and Blige.
And every single TV person I've worked with said they enjoy radio more.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. I used to kid Emblidge. I said, you want to trade places? Because, you know.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
Absolutely.
Surprised
he didn't take you up on that.
Well, I know. Believe me. So, it's, you know, it's just it's a nice gig. But I totally understand that this is a good. I'm glad you enjoy this break.
Yes. I've got a funny for you.
All right.
I have some friends who they're not antisocial, but they're the people who really don't want people they don't know getting in their bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have that bubble around them. It's like, do not enter. And say you're, like, on the subway in New York City. You don't want anybody to sit next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or say you're on a plane where you can finally travel because COVID's no longer a thing.
Right.
Yeah. One day.
Right.
Sure. somebody posted this on social media. This is a tip. Prevent strangers from sitting next to you on public transit by using a Ziploc baggie, a piece of hose, and some chocolate pudding.
Oh,
so you put chocolate pudding in the baggie, and you've got this hose, and
you just
sit on it.
Oh, jeez. You know, and you would do that. I know you would. You're a sicko.
Oh, my goodness. This is the best idea, especially on, like, maybe a Southwest where you get to choose your
flight or your
seat. And you don't want anybody to sit next to you. Be like, oh, yeah, come on right over. And then there's that bag.
Oh, God.
They're, like, moving towards the bag.
All right, we're done
this
here.
This is really intelligent tips for life, Tony.
Yes, yeah, certainly
okay?
is. Okay. Oh, God. Well, thank you for sharing, Nikki. I'm done.
I knew you'd love that one.
See ya.